Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans.
Hometown Showdown on Power 93.3 WXLN. Sean Cressup here alongside Scott Korn and John Carroll Ford for call of tonight's game between the Rockets and the Titans. Shelby County will kick wearing the white uniforms with gray pants to the Collins Titans in all black tonight. Deep to return for Collins is Dalton Maggard, Nashawn Roseberry, and Dayton Wilson as Josh Edwards approaches. And here's a end-over-end kick.
Nobody blew the whistle for set to play.
No one set the play, so we'll wait for that signal. I don't know if they did. They have the clock. They just got the clock.
Well, they put 15 minutes instead of 12 minutes.
So we'll do this all again.
One thing we haven't mentioned, it's a great night for football, especially it's about 73. How's it down there on the field, John?
Hey, it's about 50. It's a little windy.
Oh, I can't beat that. Good football weather.
That flag is blowing in the south end zone to the south, and so, as we mentioned before, Edwards has the wind.
We're not going to say anything about his dad, but he's down there in shorts, so.
There's a lot of guys down there in shorts.
Yeah. Kind of course, your dad wears long pants, are still kind of short.
I agree. Edwards re-tees the ball. Doesn't have a long run to approach.
Got long legs.
There's the whistle, and now the kick. This one deep into the end zone to Roseberry for the touchback, and Collins will start their first drive of this game from the 20.
That's a good weapon right there, because Collins got nice skill guys back there. If you kick in the end zone, and you can't take it out in high school football.
Well, Scott, you and I have both seen Collins all year. Their kick game is not very good. Shelby County's is excellent, so that may play a big role in tonight's game.
And if their parents are listening, whoever's kicking, that's John Carroll on the sideline. You can see him at Bungalow Joe's.
J.R. Lucas, the quarterback for Collins, in the shotgun. Nashawn Roseberry to his right. They have three wideouts to the right side of the formation. This is a handoff up the middle to Roseberry. He's through into the secondary, out to the 35-yard line, and they'll give him to the 36. And the first play from scrimmage is a big run and first down for the Titans.
Again, Nashawn the football, you know, me and John talked during the week, and these guys got touched the ball about 20 times a game. And you get the skill of a guy that can, you know, he's a game breaker at any moment. Kind of like the Brandon Davis on the other side. You know, that guy, he can go at any play.
Roseberry, the leading rusher, also a receiving threat out of the backfield with 12 total touchdowns on the year. Here's first and 10, and it's Lucas to the left side on a quarterback keeper. He'll get to the sideline before being hit, but before he was out of bounds, about a gain of 8 or 9 on the run to about the 45-yard line.
Guys, he just shot out of bounds.
I thought it could have been a late hit.
Hey, he was definitely in the white when he got hit.
They spot him at the 45, brings up second down and 1. JR in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the right side of the formation. They're going to have a snap infraction here as a whistle and a flag thrown. Collins able to draw the Shelby County defensive line offside to the neutral zone, and the penalty will give Collins a first down.
One thing I have noticed, you know, is Brandon Davis, man-to-man over on Maggie, right up on top of him. You got Drain playing at safety, but, you know, single coverage over there.
Two wideouts to both sides for J.R. Lucas on first down from midfield. Here's the snap. He'll hand to Roseberry over the left side. He gets to the second level before being brought down in Rocket territory. Gain of about 7 on the run. He's tackled there by Jose Carrias of Shelby County.
Like we mentioned, Collins is going to come out and just throw it all over the field. And they've ran the ball the three.
I mean, they're establishing a run. And that's, I mean, they're 6-7. Why do anything different?
That's exactly right. Why change anything up?
Second and 3 from the 43-yard line. Here's the snap.
Oh.
Lucas bobbles it. It's on the ground. Going to see who recovers this fumble. The head official looks like he went ahead and signaled that Collins got back on top of it. But it will be a loss on the play back to the 48-yard line.
Looks like that was going to be a run with J.R., but
bit of a high snap. J.R. could have handled that one.
Yeah.
May have taken his eye off the ball there.
I think that's right. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Good job of him to get back on the ball.
And so the Titans are in their first third and long situation of this game.
be third and about 8 yards from the 48-yard line. Two wideouts go to the right side, one to this near sideline as Collins moves from right to left. Here's Lucas dropping back the pass, rolls out right, going to take off up the middle of the field, breaks one tackle, gets the first down inside the 35. Brought down by the Rockets, Connor Dean and Brandon Davis. And the third down conversion moves the ball again for Collins.
That's the what I was talking about earlier, Sean. His strength this year to break those tackles. He was hit about 3 or 4 yards before the first down. And in the past, you know, he went down there, but now he's got the strength to break those tackles and pick up a first down, big first down for the Titans.
Four wide receivers on this formation on first down. Here's the snap. They'll swing it out on the pitch to the right side to Roseberry. He breaks a tackle, but gets down inside the 35. We'll see where they spot this one. The near side officials at the 31-yard line, and that's where they'll set it down.
You know, we've talked a lot about both skills guys on both sides. We really haven't mentioned the offensive line. And both teams, if you're going to run the football and put up the points both teams have put up, you know, it all starts up front. John, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked all week about staying in front of the chains. Right now, Collins is doing a great job of staying in front of the chain. There's no negative plays right now.
Lucas drops back to pass on second down under pressure. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down behind the original line of scrimmage about the 36-yard line.
Looks like to me he had Decker, or not Decker, but
88
wide open, but he's
open.
Didn't throw it.
That was Nico's Klonakis.
Nico, yeah.
So now another third down after the quarterback sack. Lucas stands in the shotgun all alone. Third down and 12. Here's the snap. Steps up in the pocket. Now throws it over the middle. He's got a man, and this play is going to be broken up in coverage for Shelby County. Was number 14, Cameron Armstrong. Intended receiver for Shelby County, Cam Harris.
And nice hit by Tyler Green there to knock the ball loose, too. I think Collins is going to go for it here, but Hawk's coming off. That was a nice, clean hit by Tyler Green.
It was Peyton Hawk, the intended target for Lucas. And so now kind of that in-between field position for the Titans on the 37-yard line and a fourth and long. Looks like they're going to go for it. Here's the snap. Lucas drops back to pass, going to throw it again over the middle. This one going to fall incomplete over the head and intended for Dalton Maggard. And so the Shelby County defense able to hold the Titans to nothing on their first drive of this game.
He had Maggard, the ball just come out of his hands, it slipped or what, but
it definitely floated on him.
Yeah.
And Lucas, of course, John, I don't know how windy it is down there on the field, but it appears that it's blowing steady. I don't know if that has anything to do with passing the football into it.
I wouldn't think so right there. I think it floated out of his hand right there on that pass play.
So the Rockets will take over first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Senior signal caller Tyler Drain in the shotgun, going to hand it off up the middle to junior fullback Caleb Moorhead for a short gain, probably about two, up to about the 39-yard line. Shelby County averaging 45 points a game. They move from left to right across the dial, wearing the white with gray pants. Keon Stone goes in motion to the left. It's Drain going to give it to him on
nice
the option
play.
Pitch, and he will be tackled in the backfield. That's number 8, Jacob Phillips, the defensive back for Collins, making the tackle.
You take a lot, you know, that's a kid right there that nobody talks about, and he might be the best. Nick Eads and him both probably have played the best on the defensive side of the football. He's a guy that, I mean, I think he's second leading tackler on the team, and really a guy you don't hear a lot about unless you come watch him play a lot, but a guy that's just played exceptional football this year from his safety position.
Rockets now with third and 10 from their own 37. Davis comes in motion. Here's Drain going to give it to Davis on the option pitch. He'll bounce to the outside, avoid a tackle, break one. He cuts back to the middle of the field before being brought down in Titans territory. Davis made a few men miss on that play as he gets down to the Collins 48.
Just a great individual effort by Brandon Davis right there. He had him bottled up about 5 yards short, but made a nice cut over there and just a great individual effort.
They do mark him down at the 47, and Shelby County converts their first third down conversion of this game. Deion Stone comes to the near side of the formation. Davis comes in motion to the near sideline. The give is to Moorhead straight ahead, and he'll get two or three inside the 45-yard line.
I think he hits that hole fast, John.
Mm-hmm. He does. And one thing we haven't seen all year is defensive line for Collins getting a lot of penetration.
Yeah.
Second down and 8 from the 45-yard line of Collins. Drain from the shotgun. Stone goes in motion. Drain's going to keep it to the near sideline. He gets down close to the 40 before being tackled. And of about five on that run, and so another third down coming for the Rockets. Nick Eads on the tackle, the leading tackler for this Collins defense, wearing number 29 tonight.
And Nick makes a lot of tackles from that middle linebacker position.
Keyshawn Catlett goes out to the far sideline here on third down and three. Davis in motion. Now Drain looks over to the sideline. Davis comes in motion again. Here's Drain. Going to pitch it to Davis on the option pitch. Davis upfield as he bounces to the outside, gets inside the 30, and picks up another Rocket first down.
Nice execution there by Tyler Drain right
yes,
now.
Yes, number two for Shelby County is down.
Brandon Davis, the ball carrier, laying on the turf right at the numbers of the 30-yard line.
Needless to say, that would be a big loss.
Trainers coming out to tend to the injured player on the field.
Almost looks like he fell on the football when he was getting tackled.
Hopefully just knocked a hair out of him.
Davis has been a player that's been prone to injury for Shelby County. In the opening game of the year at Garrard County, the bowl game there, he was limited in the second half. And I believe that had a big impact on the outcome of that game. Shelby County lost the opener to Garrard. But that was an ankle injury for Davis. As he gets up here and is going to walk off under his own power, that's a good sign.
I think John's right. It looked like me just maybe landed on the football.
His run gives Shelby County the first down at the Titans' 29-yard line. And so Rockets continuing to convert third downs. Drain in the shotgun. Connor Dean in now for the Rockets. The give is to Moorhead up the middle. Breaks the tackle. And he's inside the 15. He picks up another first down for Shelby County. Moorhead lines directly up behind the quarterback in the formation. And sometimes the give and his explosion at the line of scrimmage is just so fast. He's already 3-4 yards into the field of play. And that play there, good for another first down at the 15. Draining the gun. Dean comes in motion. The give is faked and kept by the quarterback Drain. He'll be wrapped up and actually stood up at about the 10-yard line.
I think they're going to call a flag on the Collins kid, but the kid from Shelby County just blocked him until his helmet come off. He didn't take it off on purpose.
There's a flag on the field. White Hat is having a conversation with the back judge here.
Flag looks like it's orange.
It's pink.
They're pink.
Oh, they're pink. Oh, okay.
It's going to be a personal foul against Shelby County. So
in the NFL, it'd be hands to the face.
They'll back the what appeared to be about a 5-yard gain on the keep by Drain up outside of the red zone. They'll spot it down at the 26 now on first down. We talked on our broadcast, Scott and John, and Shelby County's offense has had struggles early on in games to get going and score on opening drives. Penalties and such have stalled these kinds of opening parts of the games for the Rockets. No different here. Drain on second down. Keeps it around the left side, steps upfield inside the 20 before being brought down by Nashawn Roseberry.
Stucker. I think, yeah. Nice to get Zach Stucker back. He was back last week, too. They are missing Sam Harrod, who is out for the year with the torn labrum. Sam, I tell you, you know, you hate to see a kid in senior year.
Yeah.
He's really went through it injury-wise his whole career. But talked to his dad, and he is out for the year.
Well, you're also missing the Kochenhauer kid, too.
Yeah, they got kicked out last week, yeah.
Third down and about 15. From inside the 20, here's Drain, going to drop back and throw it over the seam. He's trying to get Bradley inside the 5, and they do call it a catch down inside the 3-yard line.
That was a touchdown there, but Tyler just kind of underthrew it a little bit, but like John said, a nice catch.
James Bradley on the reception for Shelby County had to go down low to haul it in, but they spot him at the 2-yard line, and it'll be first and goal for the Rockets. Shelby County 3-for-3 on third downs on this opening drive after the personal foul backed them up outside of the red zone.
Good job overcoming that personal foul, too.
Drain taking his time here.
Be shocked if Moorhead doesn't get this.
Here's the snap. They're going to pitch it out to Davis around the end. He has to tiptoe around a tackler, but he is brought down for a loss. He'll be brought down close to the 8-yard line.
Probably had him for a little bit. He broke a couple of tackles there, but still a big loss. I'm like John, a little bit surprised they just didn't run, you know, Moorhead up the middle, but I never coached a game in my life, so I coached a lot of them from the recliner.
Well, it looks like that was more of a designed pitch to Davis than it was an option.
Right, exactly.
Run, and so Drain didn't have the choice. The offensive coordinator, Nick Edwards, appeared to have made that call. So it's now second and goal from the 8-yard line. Keon Stone goes in motion. They give it to Moorhead up the middle. He is untouched and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Maybe they just wanted Caleb to get more yards.
I guess they just wanted to get 8 more yards.
Yeah.
Caleb Moorhead into the end zone for the game's first score, and the Rockets are on top 6-0.
Great job of blocking right there, because you mentioned it, man. He didn't get touched from 8 yards out.
With the wind behind him, as we mentioned at the outset of this game, senior kicker Josh Edwards comes on. James Bradley will be the holder tonight. Good snap. Good hold.
Missed.
And he missed it. So it's 6-0. Rockets with the first score of this game. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shelby County on top here early in the hometown showdown between the Rockets and Titans. And Edwards' kick goes through the end zone for a touchback. And looking for a flag there, but I don't see one. And
no.
Collins will start from their own 20. John, you were down in the end zone there and had a good look at that touchdown run for Moorhead.
Yeah, I mean, it looked almost as if Collins was expecting something outside again, and they moved their tackles wider, and there was no middle linebacker. So, I mean, it was an easy pitch and catch.
We're going to see a flag here on first down, and we've seen this once already. Shelby County's defensive front eager to play as they jump off sides here in a 5-yard penalty against the Rockets.
Sean, one thing I would like to see if Collins goes straight to the passing game, because, I mean, obviously the first series, they ran the ball awfully well. Let's just see if they just stay with the game plan.
Two wideouts to both sides of the set. Roseberry lines up to the left of Lucas, who takes the snap. Thought about a screen. This one is intercepted. It's Brandon Davis.
Touchdown.
Who's got it inside the 10. He'll be brought down at about the 7-yard line, and Shelby County takes the football right back from Collins.
Just a bad decision by J.R.
Well, was he pump fake?
Yeah,
I mean, just take it and run. Don't try to force it in there.
The original play was meant for Roseberry on a lateral type of a screen, a swing pass, if you will, and that was already taken away. A defender here on the near sideline had stepped up into the gap, and so, as you said, he pump faked and tried another option, and everyone was covered, and Davis picks him off and takes it inside the 10. Drain back on the field with the Rocket offense. Keon Stone goes in motion. They fake the handoff. Drain hangs on to it down to the 5 for being brought down and be second down goal from there.
I think that ball almost caught Brandon more than Brandon caught that ball.
Yeah, it was like his back. He
almost stuck right in there.
Right in there. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. We couldn't see it here because
I'm like, John, I thought he was going to score on the run back, though, man. You get the ball in his hands in open field, he's tough to bring down.
They do spot it down just inside the 5-yard line. Second and goal for Shelby County. Moving again from left to right here with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's the snap. They give to Moorhead over the left side. He's met immediately at the line of scrimmage. He'll lean forward to get about another yard or two.
Guys, he actually fumbled the ball on the handoff. He was lucky to get that one back.
And so that'll bring up third down and goal. They do spot it at the 3-yard line. Clock running at 1:31 here in the first quarter of this game between the Rockets and Titans. Rockets on top 6-0. Stone goes in motion. They're going to hand it off here, coming to the near sideline. It's Davis, hops over a man and goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
There is a flag.
And a flag on the play. We'll wait and see. It's in the area of holding, and that's exactly what it will be against Shelby County here on this near sideline. The official standing right there, and actually two flags.
It's been a good hold because two guys caught it.
Davis's touchdown will be erased, and Boy, that's a big penalty because now, instead of it being third and goal from the three, it's third and goal from the 13.
But last time it just made a little bit more running room.
They sure did. Shelby County has had success tonight on third down on their first drive. Clock stopped at 1:18. Have seen Drain throw the football once, a completion to James Bradley. Here's third and goal from the 13. Drain is going to drop back to pass, looks over the middle, has got a man, that's Davis, makes a man miss, and goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
Wide open there in the middle, nice play by Tyler, kind of looked him off and then came back to him wide open.
Tyler Drain with a touchdown connection to Brandon Davis right over the middle of the field, and the Rockets push their lead out to 12, here with 1:12 left to go in the first.
A big play there by the Rockets, third and long, third and goal from the 13, and just nice pitch and catch by Tyler Drain and Brandon Davis.
Credit the offensive line of Shelby County. Davis,
all day.
Tyler Drain had plenty of time and protection. Going to see a penalty marker down here.
Jaden Wilson was like 5 yards offside.
Trying to anticipate the...
Now that they're going to go for two.
I would.
Yeah, I think they are because they're changing personnel here.
And Will March, it looks like the offense back out here on the field as they're going to put this one down just inside the two-yard line. 12-0, Shelby County on top here early, and Tyler Drain, the quarterback, does come out from the sideline. The Rockets will try the two-point conversion. After the missed field goal extra point by Josh Edwards on Shelby County's first touchdown, here's Drain, gives to Moorhead. No, he's going to keep it himself. It gets close down to the goal line. Here's the push.
Fumble.
See if
Fumble.
He gets in. Ball comes out, and the signal says he's in.
Actually fumbled the ball in 55 from Shelby County. Picked it up in the end zone.
Wow. And so a second effort there from the Rockets offense pushes over the two-point conversion, and Shelby County leads this one 14-0 over Collins with 1:12 left in the first quarter. This is high school football in the hometown showdown on Power 93.3.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Edwards' kick goes through the end zone for the touchback, and Collins marches their offense onto the field. They'll start from their own 20-yard line. It's J.R. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives to Roseberry up the middle, and he's got space. He's got the first down over the 35-yard line. And
I don't know why you just don't keep doing that.
Roseberry picks up the first down on a gain of about 17 on first down.
He's getting about 15 yards every carry. I think I would just give him the ball.
Collins trailing 14-0 here with just about a minute left to go here in the first quarter. Ball spotted down at their own 38-yard line. First and 10. Lucas has two wideouts to both sides. Hands off again to Roseberry. Looking for room up the middle. He'll be brought down close to the line of scrimmage. That is 15, Colin O'Hare for Shelby County on the tackle with 36 seconds here to go. He's second down and 9. Two wideouts to both sides again. Roseberry stands to the left of Lucas, who's going to run to this near sideline, and he'll be run out of bounds for a loss on this play. Keyshawn Catlett, one of the defenders here with number 25, Clayton O'Donohue for Shelby County, and going to be about a 2-yard loss on the play back to the 37, 36-yard line, so about a 2 or 3-yard loss. Clock stops as he went out of bounds with 19 seconds. It'll be third and long.
Big play here by the Titans and the Rockets because you don't want Shelby County all the momentum in the world. You don't want to give them the football back.
Two running backs in the backfield with Lucas. He'll fake the handoff now. Look to run up the middle. He's got space as he bounces to the outside. He's brought down short of the first down. That's Colin O'Hare with the tackle for Shelby County. And that'll bring up fourth down as the clock runs down here to end the first quarter of play from Titan Stadium. It's been all Shelby County here with the momentum. They lead it 14-0. Fourth down coming up for the Titans. This is high school football on Power 93.3.